following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey there, good morning, Refuge. Hey, this last week in our services, we talked about this pivotal moment in Jesus's ministry that was called, what we call it, the Mount of Transfiguration, where Jesus is in all of his glory and wonder and power, and Peter, James, and John got picked to go on this field trip. And it was an incredible moment. And remember the part where Peter is doesn't know what to say. And so he says, oh, let's build these tabernacles. But I give Peter a pass on that because it was just an incredible moment. It actually says that they were in fear. There was this fear because remember Moses and Elijah show up and then the cloud comes rolling in and there's the voice of God. It's just an incredible moment in Jesus's ministry. Peter later on will make mention of this moment in his letters. I don't know if you know that, but it's brought up again as Peter is writing in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. Peter's going to bring this moment again as a defense of his faith and a defense of the word of God. So let me read this to you. And I want you to show you that the Mount of Transfiguration, this glorious moment when Jesus is revealed and transfigured of who he really is, shows up again. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. Here's what it says. For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. He's making a defense. Listen to what we're teaching. Listen to what we're preaching. We didn't make this up. In fact, we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. It goes on in verse 17. He says, for he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory being the Father in this moment. And this is the voice said, this is my beloved son in which I am well pleased. And we heard this voice, which came from heaven when we were with him. Now catch this, on the holy mountain. So he's thinking back to this moment. I want to defend our teaching and our preaching and the word of God that's come from our ministry, Peter's ministry. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you about this moment where Peter, James, John, standing on this mountain, hear the words of the living God come down and glorify himself and Jesus in the moment. Now listen to verse 19. And so we have, listen, this is why you should hear the words that we share with you. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. In other words, hold tightly to the words of God. Hold tightly to the teachings and the Old Testament. And I think he would point, obviously, to the New Testament as well. Hold tightly to these things. And then verse 20, it says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. In other words, we didn't come up with these things on our own. Remember, we were the ones on the mountain when we saw the glory of Jesus shining. Verse 21, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Peter, in defense of all this, says, the words that we've gotten, the words that we're sharing with you, are not our own words. We didn't devise anything about Jesus. In fact, I will tell you, we were on the mountain when we saw Jesus in all of his glory. And everything that we share with you, these words that we're sharing with you, are by the Holy Spirit, by the living God. And so I think we have that same confidence today, don't we? That when we go to the Word of God, why you would even listen to me today at all, why we show up on Sunday mornings or Saturday nights or wherever we study the Word of God, we go and we say, Lord, speak to us by your Holy Spirit, and we want to come underneath your word that was given to us by men like Peter through the power of the Holy Spirit. So hopefully that's an edification for you today. Hope you're lifted up by that, and spend time in the word. Spend time putting yourself underneath the word of God today. Have a great rest of your day.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life